A round trip to the International Space Station is nothing new for a space shuttle, but this flight is different. Atlantis is carrying the first man to fly in space 7 times.
I really feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to serve my country in such an incredible way.
For 54-year-old retired Air Force Colonel Jerry Ross, it's the 7th space flight in less than 17 years.
I came here as an Air Force officer to work and was fortunate enough to be selected into the astronaut office. I've had incredible opportunities to work with talented people both inside the astronaut office and outside. And I've had the good fortune to be selected for quite a few missions. And every mission has been unique, very challenging, and very satisfying.
Mr. Ross has broken a record shared by 3 other U.S. astronauts, Story Musgrave and Franklin Chang Diaz, who have also made 6 shuttle flights, and a man who began his career in space almost 4 decades ago during the race to the moon.
John Young is my hero. There's nobody that will ever surpass what John Young has been able to achieve in his lifetime as an astronaut. I don't care how many times anybody ever flies in space, they won't be able to outdo what he's done because of when he did them and how he did them.
And how he did them is quite a story.
2, 1, 0. Roger all complete. Roger all complete.
John Young flew into space twice during Project Gemini in the mid-60s and went on to fly 2 Apollo missions. He was the command module pilot on Apollo 10, and he became the 9th man to walk on the moon when he commanded Apollo 16 30 years ago this month. In April 1981, John Young's experience put him in the commander's seat for the first shuttle mission. There was a 2nd space shuttle flight 2 years later to make it 6 flights in all. At age 72, Mr. Young is still on the active flight list, but he says he won't fly again, not even if it means losing his place as a record holder.
I think records are made to be broken. I'm really proud of old Jerry, and I think he's gone a great mission.
During the 1960s and 70s, most astronauts were pilots because those skills were most in demand for space flight. Mr. Young says that all changed on the shuttle. The commander and pilot still fly the ship, but the mission specialists perform most other duties.
They're in charge of the mission and get the work done. Pilots are good for doing things like ascent and entry and rendezvous and docking and all the things that require the three-dimensional skills, but mission specialists also do that and work in the remote manipulator system, extravehicular activities.
In other words, they do the more specialized tasks like running the shuttle's robotic arm or performing difficult spacewalks. But Mr. Young says it took more than just skill for Jerry Ross to make it into space 7 times.
Well, he's a hard worker. He's been in this business for a long time. He's done all these extravehicular activities, and he's a great fella.
In addition to all those flights, Jerry Ross has made 7 spacewalks. He'll perform 2 difficult EVAs outside the International Space Station during the current mission. Shuttle Commander Mike Bloomfield says he wanted Mr. Ross on his crew because of his experience and his energy.
But the flights are getting more and more difficult. And I'll be frank with you, I don't know if ours is the most difficult yet, but it's right up there as far as everything that we have to do and all the firsts that we have to do. And if you're going to do that, you want your first-class team on it. And that's why Jerry's assigned to this flight, is he has the ability to look at all that stuff and make it happen.
Commander Bloomfield says 3 first-time flyers on Atlantis will benefit the most from having Jerry Ross aboard.
I wanted him to take all the rookies on this flight and put them under his arm and try and infuse those 6 flights of experience that he has into each one of their brains.
As for Mr. Ross, he tends to downplay the record and his space achievements.
I think the Lord above has been taking care of me all through this, and it's hard to understand how I've been able to be so fortunate to do this, but I can tell you that I certainly have appreciated every minute of it.
He says he won't get too comfortable being the all-time leader in space flights. Astronaut Franklin Chang Diaz will join him as a 7-time flyer during shuttle mission later this year. But Jerry Ross is proud of his role in helping pave the way for others to become frequent flyers.
I'm hoping that my granddaughters will have a chance to go fly in space many times, and I'm hoping they'll take me with them.
For Our World, I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.